The following segment on KROC AM is sponsored and paid for by Gary's Appliance Service.
Gary Drug from Gary's Appliance Service is right here in the studio where you get your stuff fixed by the old guy. How you doing today, Gary?
Well, Rich, I'm still old.
What's our topic today, Gary?
Refrigerators. Summertime heat always brings more service calls on refrigerators. But it's not just the heat. Refrigerators are opened more in the summer because the kids are home from school, the relatives come for extended visits, and then there's the deck and patio parties. Any of these create dozens of more door openings and closings each day. The refrigerators are running constantly to try and catch up for the increase in usage. This is the time to make absolutely sure that your refrigerator doors close by themselves.
Oh, yeah.
So if you just got that little magnetic strip that you don't have the latch anymore.
No latches.
No latches anymore.
We had a refrigerator that somehow the hinge came off balance a little bit. So you're right. It would never go all. It looked like it was closed, but it wasn't.
And sometimes you need to adjust the front legs on there so they get a little more tilt.
That's probably what it was. Yep. It needs to lean back a little bit.
Yeah.
So if either door is not closing by itself, the small gap left becomes a warm air input to the very cold evaporator. The fan inside the freezer blows cold air, but draws air in through the refrigerator section. This air instantly turns to snow when it reaches the evaporator, blocking the airflow throughout the complete refrigerator. So hold your door open a little less than halfway and let go. Don't push on it. The weight of the food on the door should pull the door closed completely. If not, you can try lubing the lower hinges with almost any kind of lubricant, or like Rich just said, simply raise the legs in the front of the refrigerator.
I'm trying to think. I don't know if mine would close if I opened it halfway and let it go.
Well,
mine would.
Shut it. Well, some of them have these automatic door closer little bumps, and you kind of got to give them a punch to get then they roll
over the thingy.
You get the thingy to roll over the bump, and then on like Rich said, a lot of people have the refrigerator's too level. They want the refrigerator level. Well, refrigerator's level, doors don't shut. Got to be higher in the front, and then the drain works better, too.
Unless you want to put a spring in there or something.
No, add it to the list of things to check.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home tonight, and that's the first thing I'm going to do. I'm going to open that refrigerator door halfway and see what happens.
That's your assignment.
That's my task for the weekend.
All right.
My honey-do list.
Tell your wife you need more food so you can put more food on the refrigerator door and make it heavier.
There's not enough food in
here. Yeah.
Okay, changing pages. All newer homes are full of ground fault outlets in the walls. Ground fault outlets trip off easier than circuit breakers for safety. They've saved the lives of many people who would do stupid things while using electrical appliances. But many appliances owner's manuals will state not to use them on motor start circuits. Appliances like washers and refrigerators draw a millisecond surge in current when the compressor or the motor starts, and this effect can trip the ground fault.
I did not know that.
I mean, in my house there are 4 ground faults. Mm-hmm. Are there a lot more in the newer homes?
They're all over the kitchen. They're all over the kitchen.
I don't have any.
I had
you have
one.
Zero. I have one in the kitchen and one in each bathroom and one in the garage.
I had one last week. It was in the laundry room, had it too. Washer was plugged into it.
Huh.
Not a good idea.
Well, find another outlet.
Well,
that means you might have to run an extension cord to the other room.
Well, if you find your ground fault tripped, before resetting it, take notice of everything that's off now. Like Andy said before the show, that the one in his bathroom trips when the hairdryer and the curling iron are both gone. So this type of outlet is designed to protect more outlets than just itself. So in many cases, other outlets are wired through the ground fault. So unplug everything that you found dead and then plug them back in one at a time before resetting. And as Rich said, the other option that you get the call that says the refrigerator, the ground fault behind the refrigerator is tripped, plug it into an extension cord first to test it, because ground faults do fail. They get weak and they won't hold it.
Why would they put a ground fault behind the refrigerator? Wouldn't they, when the owner's manual says don't use a ground fault with a motor?
Well, you know, years ago in an old house, farmhouse, I was behind the refrigerator, and I touched the refrigerator, and I bumped my leg into the water line, and that's why my hair's so curly today.
So that's the reason.
That's the reason.
Enough said.
All right. Well, if you need some service, advice, or just a part, give Gary a call, 226-8300, or send him an email, gdrug, with two Gs at the end, at hotmail.com, and make sure to use a part number or service question, something on the subject line, right, Gary?
That's correct, Rich. And remember, between my truck and the Navis shipping store, I stock the most parts in Rochester. If I should need to order a part, most will come overnight without shipping. But I do work by myself, so sometimes you need to leave a message. 226-8300, Gary's Appliance Service.